You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. We good to go? All right, this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We are live at Entrepreneurs Connect Networking Event. The Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, you can check out wherever you get your podcasts. You can check us out, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. And YouTube, where you can see my beautiful face. And you can also see the lovely Miss Zaina, who is my guest right here. Miss Zaina, what brings you out here?
Hi, y'all. My name is Zaina. I'm a new Charlotte business owner. So I have one business. I have a catering business. I'm a chocolatier. So I do wedding events, birthday parties, special events. And I also just opened my own private men's hair cutting studio here in Charlotte in South End. So I'm out here meeting other entrepreneurs who have similar beliefs as me, who are Christian, who love Jesus, and who are doing this to glorify the Lord.
All right. So how's business? How's the men's grooming? Can we call it that? Men's grooming? How's that going?
It's going really well. I started 2 months ago, so it's going really well.
How do you get into that?
I got licensed doing hair, and I started with doing men's and women's hair. And I actually realized I really like cutting men's hair. It's very simple. It's no drama. It's very like laid back. So I decided to specialize in it. So that's how I got into doing that.
So do you rent like a studio space? Oh, I'm sorry. You said a suite, right? So
yes.
is it inside a big salon where you have a... Okay. Where's it at?
It's in South End.
Okay. South End. That's not too far from here. Now, other thing is, you said catering.
Yes.
Chocolatier?
Yes, a chocolatier.
So what is that exactly?
So a chocolatier is somebody who makes chocolate. And, like, I personally make stuffed chocolate bars. So, like, the Dubai chocolate bar got really popular. You know, like, the pistachio inside and it cracks open. So I do, like, different variations of that. And I also do, like, chocolate-covered strawberries for events and stuff like that.
And you make all this out of your home?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And you sell it online?
I do like catering events.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna sell it online?
It will melt.
Oh.
But I thought about selling it like for the winter season, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
How is that business going? How long have you been doing?
A year. That one has been a year.
And how's it going?
It's going really well.
Okay. So have you been doing a lot of networking events?
No, I have not. This is my second one.
Second one in how long?
My first one was last month.
Oh, so okay. So you know, you can get one in every month, right?
That's right. I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, that's a good goal to have. So what do you hope to get from these networking events?
I'm hoping to meet some other business owners because I don't really have that many business owner friends who understand like what I'm going through. And especially when I started my business, I thought I was like, oh my gosh, like, is this normal? But like talking to other business owners, it is so normal. And like my feelings are so validated talking to other people who own businesses. Because when you're just talking to people who don't have a business, you know, they work hard, but they don't understand what you're doing. And they don't, you know, they don't understand your grind. It's a different grind. So.
Give me an example.
I would say one thing is like walking on faith. Like I quit my job to start my business. Like, you know, most people wouldn't just do that, just up and quit their job and start a business from scratch the next day, knowing they have rent, knowing they have bills, you know what I mean? But I did that. And a lot of business owners do that. They are so passionate and they know that God has called them to do something that they don't care what they have to do. They'll quit anything to start and pursue their dreams. So.
Okay. Stepping out on faith. Mm-hmm. Quit the job. I'm sure you had some money saved up, right? Or no. You just jumped out there.
I just jumped out there, yeah.
Okay. Sounds like it's doing well for you. What are you missing? What do you need? What's going to take you to the next level in your business?
Connections, for sure. Like, I really need a community of other business owners. I really, really need that. I know for a fact that is what's going to help me get to the next level.
How?
Because I realized, like, I can't do this alone. I can't just be, you know, in my own bubble as a business owner. Like, even me advertising my studio in South End, I had to, like, go to, like, other business owners and other businesses and introduce myself. Like, hi, I opened up a new studio across the street. And, like, it really brought me outside of my comfort zone. And I realized, like, if you want to have a successful business, you have to connect with people. You cannot do this alone. And also catering as well, like finding catering clients. How am I going to do that if I'm in my own bubble, you know?
That's true. So any like marketing you do online?
I have an Instagram. So I do Instagram posts and stuff like that. I also do like some Facebook posts, some next door posts, but honestly, it's word of mouth mainly. And I also have a Google business profile for my hair cutting. And that has helped me a lot.
Okay. You sound like you got it going on right now. Mm-hmm. You say you do? So where are you from?
I'm from Raleigh. I moved here Okay. Mm-hmm. I moved here in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it here?
I love it.
Is Charlotte better than Raleigh?
I would say Raleigh is better just like living wise, but I think having a business, Charlotte 100%. Like if I was still in Raleigh, I feel like I wouldn't have gotten so much out of my business. And Charlotte is such an amazing place to start a business.
Even being from there and having your people there, like,
yeah, I feel like it's better, Charlotte for sure. Yeah.
All right, I feel that. All right, so how can people find you?
So you guys can find me on Instagram at Groomed by Zaina, Z-A-N-N-A. And also my Instagram is Choco Treat CLT. And if any of you guys are trying to start a business and you know God is calling you to start that business, start the business. Don't care what anyone has to say about it. And people are going to talk down on you. They're going to tell you that it's dumb. They might tell you that it's stupid, but if you know that for a fact that God has called you to do it, then do it. And he's going to bless you 100-fold.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining me.
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.